Siyata Deshmaya, we're continuing the sugya of Gerim, as how can may a ger serve or not serve Bez and Shachalitza, which of course relates to a ger and Dine Mamanis, as the Gemara puts it explicitly, and Af Kuv Bez and Aleph. And we have to understand there's a conventional wisdom, and then there's the less than conventional wisdoms. Doesn't mean they're less wisdom, they're less convention. Be careful how we say it. Okay, let's turn our attention to the Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ger Donas Chaveiro Dvar Torah. Why? Som Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Bo Mikerav Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech Alecha Hu Dibinim Mikerav Achecha. Avol ger, donas chaveiro, ger. Does ger not included in Alecha? Oh, it's email me Yisrael. Don afilu Yisrael. What do you mean? What does the word mean? Oh, email me Yisrael. He's born Jewish, right? Email me Yisrael. Then it can be done as chaveiro. Email me Yisrael. Uyin chalitza. Ache Oviv Vimo mi Yisrael, Shinemar, Vinikra Shmo mi Yisrael. A special puzzle by Chalitza seems to be more macha by Chalitza when it comes to Dine Mamonis. That's the Gemara. Everyone with me so far? Just push up shot in the Gemara. Fine. Now, we're more machmer by Chalitza than we are by Dine Mamonis. Pashat Pshat in the words of the Gemara goes in the previous sentence. How is the Imam Yisrael done? I feel the Yisrael. The Chalitza, it's not enough. Says Tosis. Pish Bimelo Sagi. Ach the Gam Ove me Yisrael. Ava Ove Vluchot Sagi. Da feel the Yichus Kuna Sagi Bava me Yisrael. Understand what the word Yisrael usually we. The words where Yisrael usually means to the exclusion of a guy. Here it's ridiculous. It can't possibly mean that. It's an exclusion of a ger. If the ima was a guy, he's not to talk about it. The person's not Jewish. Ima mi Yisrael means the mother's a born Jew and she's not a Gioris. Is that clear? The vocabulary is important over here. So I'll get the vocabulary. Okay, this is the Tosis is the conventional wisdom. Let's repeat again the conventional wisdom. When it comes to Dine Mamonis, as long as ima mi Yisrael, mother's Jewish, a kid's born Jewish, he's considered a Jew, can pass the Din Torah about anybody. But it's an extra chumrah when it comes to chalitza. You need more than that. What does more than that mean? You have to go to a higher level. What does a higher level mean? Ovev me Yisrael. Ovev v'imo kipshuto? Nah, it doesn't mean that. Even with respect to a kohen, the child is a kohen, even if his mother is a gioris. Kavachomer with respect to passing a Din Torah of chalitza. So says Tosfos. So therefore the bottom line is, and Ovev Imam Yisrael, Yisrael means the exclusion of a ger, and Ovev Imam really means Ovev. Not enough Imam. Wasn't in Dine Mamonis enough to have Imam. Is it clear? I both say just push up shot. Yes, sir.
Kohen and a Gioris can marry the kids and they still be.
Kids are 100% Kohen, 100%. You think it'd be Kohen Gadol.
I'm
sorry?
Isn't the Kohen not
allowed? Oh, you're asking a good question. Oh, you're asking a very good question. What do I mean? If a Kohen, that's a good question. So I misspoke. A Kohen is not permitted to marry Gioris, so the child can be a Cholo. So let's get it straight. Shafilu in Yichas Kuhuna Sagi Be'Ovah Mi'Yisrael Kedarmina Ba'Asara Yuchsin. It says in Kiddushin of Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph. So it probably means, let's take a look. So thank you for correcting me. I always like the Talmidim always correct the Rebbe. It's great. Let's take a look and see what it says in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin. See what exactly the Gemara means. Very good. The way I said it, I oversimplified. Okay. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say over here? Ah. Ger Shanasa Gioris. Okay, the Mishnah says, Bito Psula Lekahuna. And of course, we'll be a problem. What about Yisrael Shenasa Gioris? Yisrael, Shenasa Giyores, the Mishnah is Beferish, Bitok Sheiro the Kahuna. What does that mean? That means you have a Yisrael. Yisrael married a Giyores. They had a child. That child, notwithstanding the fact that this child was not Imam Yisrael, because Imam was a Giyores, that child can marry a Kohen. So I said, thank you for correcting me. I said it wrong. We find throughout the sugya the word ger means bas ger. We saw that before, that barichus, see you on Thursday. That was the whole marashah, we saw it a few times. The rosh, right? Tosus a rosh, that the word ger often means a bas ger. There cannot be any chalitza, There can't be a chalitza by gerim. You don't have a father, you don't have a brother. It's impossible. Just wanted to bring that to you. So thank you very much for taking that important correction. Okay, Rabosai. So this is what we call the conventional wisdom. Let's go further. This is Chazara, Pashat Chazara. Hikshari. It says in Ksubas Mandalid, in the context of the Vola Asasov Yisrael, Asasov Yisrael, the Rasa Veledasa Bekdusha, Yisraelis Ma'al Yisohi. How can our Sugi discuss in a situation of a Gioris, and she's not included, and she's excluded from the Nikah Shmo Yisrael? Right, we're excluding a situation of a woman who is a Gioris. We're saying that, as we said before, actually other the Imam Yisrael, it's not enough to have Imam Yisrael. What do you mean? But Imam Yisrael, if she was, that means her father, her mother converted before. Let's chazer again. Harasa v'leidasa v'kedusha. Her mother is a Gioris, but she is born to a Gioris. She's an absolute Yisraelis. Ma'al Yisrael. So what's the kasha? You have to see the Bach. The Bach explains. Let's look inside. Read the Bach here. What's the kavan of the kasha? Dilma Kro, also the Chalitza's Geirin. Until now, we're discussing Chalitza of Yisrael. No! Maybe the pasuk is talking about Chalitza's Geirin. Lo Sagi Belei Dosu B'Kedusha. Ela b'horoso b'kedusha. Avlo b'inan afilo imam Yisrael b'chalitzas ger. In other words, maybe we should say that when it comes to chalitzas gerim, you would not require that the mother be born Jewish. All you require is a horoso b'ledoso b'kedusha. That's all you should need. That's the kash. The tirits. Kevin d'horoso ledoso b'kedusha Yisraelis ma'al yehi. Can the chalitzas gerim nami? Kevin sharosav leidosav b'kedusha, havu nami Yisrael ma'alya, v'karinen b'hu olecha. V'im kein, b'lab b'vinikra shmo b'Yisrael, nafka psul ger lechalitzas gerim, ashte imam b'Yisrael, t'b'inan mikerav achecha. What does that mean? It means you don't need a special pasuk. It lacks in mikerav achecha. Ulahach is on the midrash, v'nikrash mo b'Yisrael, ad she'oviv mi'Yisrael. You have to take it one step further, and saying that you need oviv mi'Yisrael for a chalitza of a for normal bezin of Yisrael. Not enough to have imam mi'Yisrael. Ulfizet zarech loma, Rav Shmuel ha'isa imam mi'Yisrael, t'lo istrach b'raisa d'mifsal elav osa shimam mi'Yisrael. You remember over here, Rabosai, on Kuf Aleph Mudbeis, what does it say? They needed a fifth dayan. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda said, no, I'm sorry, I can't come. Why? Ano, ger ano. And we have a brisa, b'Yisrael, the Bezen Shisrael, the Bezen Shal Geri. All right? So we have to therefore say that this individual of Shmuel, what status did he have? His mother was a Yisrael. That's against Tosfos Amud Beis. Tosfos Amud Beis says, no, of course Rabbeinu Tam. What does it mean? What's the case of Rabbi Shmuel? What does it mean? Nisgari Huv Oviv, in other words, he converted himself. He wasn't a son of a convert, he was a convert himself. There's a steer between Tosfos Amud Aleph and Tosfos Amud Beis. That's the problem, there's a steer. Oh. So, this is a bit of a complex matter. And it's interesting to note that this has ramifications in Choshen Mishpat. Yeah, believe it or not, we're learning Ebenezer primarily, but it's going to have a ramification simply in Choshen Mishpat. I'm going to read it to you. I brought a Choshen Mishpat with me today. Some is very high, but just a few lines in each. This is in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Zion. Okay? The very beginning of Choshen Mishpat, Simon Zion. Listen to this. Very beginning. Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here in Siman Zayin Sif Aleph. If there was a ger, possible out on the Yisrael. Elam Kena said, Ima Mi Yisrael. We have over here, Ima Mi Yisrael. Fine. Or Ova Mi Yisrael. That's even better, Ramos says. The ger donas chaver ha ger, Afopisha ain't Ima Mi Yisrael. That's our Gemara. Says the Yerba Kivegan. What do you mean, Ova Yisrael? What's the mother? A Goya? No. The mother's a Gioris. Okay. Uva Ima Mi Yisrael, you can pass in the case even if your father's a Goy. No problem. You're born Jewish. But Donas Chaver HaGer, Hainu Ger Mamish. Listen to this now. Aval Horoso Valeidoso Bekedusha Yisrael Ma'al Yahavi. If a child was born to a Gioris, but after he was conceived after the mother had already converted, he's considered a full Yisrael. Catch this now. Vitzorech Adayin Leos Imo Mi Yisrael. Ken Kosu Tos Yivamas Tzadik. Kuf Bezim Enaf. What does that mean? The Dayin has to be an Imo Mi Yisrael. What does that mean? One more time. You have a situation, it's an imbalance. The person who's being judged, is his mother is not a Yisrael. His mother is a Gioris. Okay? He was conceived after his mother became a Gioris. So you would say, let's be balanced. If the client is a situation in which what? The mother was a Gioris. So then the judge should also be qualified to judge him as long as his mother is a Gioris. And it wasn't her Shalom B'Kedusha. Says Tosis is not that way. Sorach Adayin Livos Imo Mi Yisrael. You require that the mother of the judge be born Jewish. That's exactly what Tosis said. If you look carefully in the words of the Tosis, Tosis says that. Chazar began the Tosis. Let's read the Tosis again and see what we can find. For Tiritz. Kevan do rosa le dosa b'kedusha Yisraelis ma'al yesohi. In ken lechalitzas gerim nami. Kevan sho rosa le dosa b'kedusha. Havu nami Yisro ma'al yo. V'karinen b'hu olecha. Okay, so the Tzom Tosim Olecha includes any individual, as long as the mother was Jewish before the person was conceived. V'im Kain, v'ilav v'nikla Shmo v'Yisrael, nafka psul ger lechalitzas gerim, ad she'taimo v'Yisrael. What does that mean? Even by dinim amonos, there's no special pasuk. You need imo v'Yisrael. The person being judged is not imo v'Yisrael. Doesn't matter. So there's an imbalance between the definition with respect to the person being judged and the judge himself. The judge himself and the person being judged, if they're both exactly the same status, namely what? The mother is a Gioris who converted before they were conceived. It's no good. I, Ger, Donis, Chaver, Odvar, Torah. Yeah, that's it. They're both Gerim, Mamish. They're both Gerim, Mamish. Haimu, Ger, Mamish. But if in a situation where they're not both gay or mamish, but rather on both sides, one is a son of a Gioris. Excuse me, they're both sons of a Gioris. Then we don't say Yisrael son of Gioris donas chaverah din Torah. No, it's not true. If they're both sons of Gioros, then the one cannot judge the other. That's what we just read in our Tosis. It's an anomaly. But if you look about it, it's Mefurish and Tosis. Okay, Adkan. This is what emerges from our Tosis. Rabbi Kivegan, it's quote Alochim Choshe Mishpah, right over here, Simon Zion, Pesachet, Shuvah quotes Rabbi Kivegan, in Sivkot Nalef. Okay, it's an amazing thing. Okay. And he says over here, V'dayin lo sagi, b'horos v'leidos v'kdusha. Look there in the Maharshal. Now, I'm not exactly sure if the Maharshal means the Maharshal in the back or the Yom Shalom. I have them both in front of me. But since Pesachet Shuvah adds Rabbi Kivegan, it says look in the Maharshal. Let's at least look in the Maharshal in the back that all of you have and see if he makes a comment. Let's see. In a minute, we'll find out. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. There is a Maharshal here, Chochma Shlomo. It's page Pei Hei in our print. And Tosfos, he explains the Tosfos. V'eino parech al chalitas Yisrael. T'pshita hu debina mikera v'achecha. T'ayna shitehe ima mi Yisrael. Lo sagi behorosto v'ledoso v'kdusha. Kol gar v'chalitza. Lo gar v'dinim amas. Then came to quote be Yisrael, end quote, Lomali. He laved the bol ha-shminan. T'beinan gar v'chalitza ova v'ima mi Yisrael. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Al the parech, vilma kroos v'chalitza's gerim. Lo sagi behorosto v'ledoso v'kdusha. Him came inayin. T'beinan ova v'ima mi Yisrael. V'meshani, no. I feel the chalitza's gayri and being a mikera b'checha, but lo kor to be Yisrael. Vim kein os v'kor of Yisrael, of v'imo. So you see, klar, without a pasuk, you require imo mi Yisrael, even though the one being judged is not an imo mi Yisrael. So Mashal explains it a little bit more than the Tosfos himself. Adkan, what I call the conventional wisdom. The sheet is accepted by Halacha, Rabbi Kivegan quotes it, and you know, we usually follow the Tosfos. We mentioned the smack. As the Smak says, as we have it, that it's enough to have Aviv or Imam Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef says it has to be a typo. It can't be true. It's against the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imhoris Imam Yisrael, then I feel Yisrael." And in Chalitza, I shall be Yisrael. It's clear in the Gemara that Imam Yisrael is not enough with respect to Chalitza. So how can the Smak go against the Mefurashu Gemara? That was the kasha we had. So, I'm not going to read the whole thing again, but the Bach raises this question, and he says, no, you can't tell me that the smack is a toll. So, for all the prints that we have, all say the same thing. It can't be a mistake. And what's bothering the smack is the various Tosis Kasha is bothering the smack, etc. I'll read you one more. We had on the screen on Thursday, I'm just going to read you one line, a few lines, as follows. Kusha Shikshu Atosfus, Hu Ba'atzmo Pshar Asugya. Again, Rava says, and generally speaking, ger donas chavero ger, but not a Yisrael, unless he's imam mi Yisrael. Fine. So too, if haroso v'le doso v'kdusha, that means he was conceived to a gioris after she had already converted, it's considered mikera v'achecha. Fine. And in the chalitza, and here's a critical point, bein chalitzas Yisrael. Bein chalitzas gerim, no difference. Ad she aviv, oh, imo mi Yisrael. You often find mach aviv imo means oh imo. And what's the pasuk be Yisrael? That you have to have mi Yisrael, oh aviv, oh imo. It's considered to be Yisrael. That's what it means. And don't tell me the pasuk says that what chalitzas gerim, it's enough. Haros alos a bikdusha. From a ger and a giores, that can't be. Why? The Yisrael Malyahu. Kevin Nikishrov Yisrael Amali. Havada came with the Yisrael Malyahu, Mikarev Achachaname Karinebe. Against Atosfus. Atosfus says that even though it's a Rosal Ledosu Bekdusha, he's not called the Yisrael Malyah for our purposes. Whereas the Gemara Ksuma says it is called Yisrael Malyah. The Tos gave it what he calls a not such a great teretz. So the smack had his own teretz. The pasuk tells you the other way around that you require imo be Yisrael, all of them be Yisrael. Even machalitzas gerim, it's not enough to have Horas. You need at least one of the parents be a Yisrael. So Chalitza's Ger, Machalitza's Yisrael, Shavinay. It's enough to have one parent to be born Jewish. Now we understand everything? Everything fits in like a charm. So the Bach had a fancy pshat, which he thinks that's a pshat of the smack. Adka. So I told you already, this is not the conventional wisdom, this is the wisdom of the Bach. Yes?
Did he pass in the smack?
Is the Bach in this way? I'm not sure if he passed in halacha lemaisa. He doesn't tell you. He's giving you that the smack said this. What's the third sheet there, Rabbi said? The third sheet is the Marashal that I asked you to see. I don't know if you saw it. In the Yamshel Shlomo Simen Dalet. It's his own original sheet. Own original sheet. The Marashal, here in Yivamas Perik Yubei Simen Dalet, Yamshel Shlomo, has the following amazing sheet. Here's what he says. He says, you know, a ger is kosher for chalitza's ger. Yeah? Yeah? What do you mean? What do you mean chalitza's ger? By definition, the ger is haros of ladas of Kedusha, because he has no father, he has no brother. You know why? It's mamash the opposite of our Tosfos held an imbalance, Rabbi Osai, an imbalance in what sense? They're on the same exact level, but the judge may not judge someone on his own level. That's what Mickey Vega said. Marshall is exactly the reverse. When it comes to this, a person who is on a quote lower level can judge someone on a higher level. It's an imbalance in the other direction. Why? Why, says the Marshall, the following Kiddush. Someone who is yes, but it's not considered to be a Yisrael Ma'aliyah for our purposes. In other words, it's a Yisrael Ma'aliyah for Kol HaTorah Kula, for all kinds of other things. But in the context of our sugya of Srara, he's not called a Yisrael Ma'aliyah. I'm going to read the Lashon of the Marashal here in the Yamshel Shlomo. I'm going to read it to his followers. The Mali is Sarah also a coastal union Sarah Gabi Yisro. A lot of a Gerim. Vim Cain, I feel the Gergom or Yachel on this Chavero Hager. Okay? And therefore, Kosher Ger Lechalitza's Gerim. Catch this now. Kosher Ger Lechalitza's Gerim. Avsho Rosso Vole Doso Bikdusha. Wow. You what's going on? Avsho Rosso Vole Doso Bikdusha. And I'm a plain ger. You're better than you're only a ben ger. Doesn't matter. I can be a dying for you. Well, if he's afshar, wait a minute. It says over here. If he's afshar, the bechalitzas gerim sagi beimo miyisrael. For av shehechem rakosuf, the chalitza binan mali yisera, ad sheover imo miyisrael, haynu shem the av bedine mamonas binan imo miyisrael mikarav achecha. But by Chalitza is an extra pasuk. Bola hachmir. Aviv imam v'Yisrael. You hear what's going on? The Mashal is saying that when it comes to Chalitza Yisrael, this is a Chalitza is an extra chumrah. When it comes to Stam Din Imam, it's enough to have imam v'Yisrael. Comes to Chalitza, you require Aviv v'Yisrael. He's a conventional wisdom, not like a smach. Like Tosfos, as far as that's concerned. Aval gabe gerim, not like the smach and the bach, like gerim and Yisrael are the same. Fakerim. Gabegerim, the sagi begerim bedine mamelis, dayecha bechalitza, he havi imo mi yisrael lechud. His midoraisa rabosai, for chalitza's gerim, it's enough to have imo mi yisrael. The chidish nifla venoir of the marshal. Ella, the machmirin gabechalitza mishim blawasa the chlufi bishal yisrael. He'll confuse a chalitza of a bas ger of ben gerim, or a chalitza of Yisrael. U'mishemachil ochil gemitz midrabanan. Ben chalitza's ger, the chalitza's Yisrael. Lom sof bezin shel Yisrael. But meikir adin, Rabbi Osai, since you always up it one notch from dini mamres to chalitza. So when it comes to Yisrael, you up it one notch from imam Yisrael to aviv Yisrael. And when it comes to Chalitza's Gerim, you up with one notch. From a Ger proper to what? To Imam mi Yisrael. Because by Dine Mamanis, you can be passing to someone who's even on a higher level than you. And according to Rabbi Akiva, based on that Tosas, you can't even pass on someone who's on the same level as you. So you hear what's going on? Tosas and the Marashah are on opposite extremes. You follow me? We would have said, like, neither. You can just judge your own kind. According to the Bachel, that's what may come out, according to the Smack. But according to what Tosas we saw, Biki Veger, if you're both on the same level of a Rosal Yosef Dusha, and you're the child of Gerim, you cannot judge someone who's on the same level as yourself. Whereas according to the Yamshu Shlomo, comes at the exact reverse. You can be a Ger, and you can still pass it on someone who is of a Vimo Yisrael, who is Haras Gedusha, because neither party is a born Jew. So it's a three different opinions, Halacha Lemaisa. Okay, this is the Tosfos, which I call the conventional wisdom, Rabbi Akiva Eger, which I've reflected. You have the Smack at the back, quotes and explains. I'm not sure if he passes that way, but he tries to explain it. And then you have the Marashal, as is off in his own world. Where does this come up, Halacha Lemaisa? Because you see, the Ramah quoted in Seder Chalitza Minig to take Chashuvei HaKol for the Nosafim. Right? What about Gerim? There's a whole discussion. May you take the Gerim for the, what we call for the Nosafim. Says the Yamshu Shlomo, it's only a Chumrah. It's only a Chumrah not to take a Ger for the Chalitza's Gerim. It's only a chumrah. I mean, not, again, the Rabbanan said you require Avim Yisrael. I'm sorry. Imam Yisrael is enough for Chalitza's Gerim Midoraisa. Okay? So therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, the Rapposkim are going to rely on this Marashal in this kind of situation. I read it to you from the Stechemet. Stechemet has, I told you, a whole country is about Chalitza. He quotes this Marashal and says, you know, this Marashal is something that's a force to be reckoned with. Shouldn't say it's a das yochid, forget about it, we don't even give it any weight. No, this is it's a significant view. I read it to you. Ger she'ima mi Yisrael, kevan de'ein psulo ele b'shem chumra b'lvad, ki heche lo chlesi lachluva bi chalis Yisrael, k'mo shkotz of Rashal, k'mo shkotz of Rashal, against the conventional wisdom. He's passing me unbelievable that the Marshal is right. Yesh tzadeh she'ya mishnayim anosofim l'chalitza's ger. So if you have a chalitza's ger, you can take Imam Yisrael as one of the nosofim, comparable to the Trumas Adeshim. Kurva she'ena psoselas min adin, muta mishnayim anosofim. He calls the sefer called Mitzvah's Chalitza, that sefer. But the sefer that I have here, Chalitza Kilchasa, keeps quoting a sefer called the Mitzvah's Chalitza. You can find it in the library. I don't know who wrote it. Mitzvah's Chalitza. Nice name of a sefer, name of our parak. So you'll find it, you let me know, you'll bring it, take it out of the library, and let me see it. So he creates the Marashal seriously. And he's saying that the Marashal, we shouldn't rely on the Marashal for the first three. No, that we won't do. But for the next two, we can possibly rely upon this Marashal. That's quite a big chiddush to me. I thought it's more of a das yachid. He says, no. Okay, this is my opening statement. So we had, again, Tosfos, conventional wisdom, the Bach and the Smack on one side, and the Marashal on the other side. Okay? Just you have to chaz a few times to see what it's all about. Now, Rabosai, we have a machlokes between two of the Gedolei Olam. How do you understand the words of the Holy Ramah? The Ramah, Rabosai, from now on, I recommend you coming every day with a Shulchan Aruch, because you see how much we're spending time in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samach Tes, and the Seder Chalitza, every word counts. Let me read you the Shalom and discussing the Ramah in Siman Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Gimel. Okay, I read you, the Ramah is very simple, but what it means is not so simple. The Mechaber writes, you have to have two extras, even Amoritz, we saw this already last week. Says the Ramah, Choltzu B'Shlosha Chalitzos Aksher, even without the other two. Ve'elu ha'shnayim shemosifin lo yiu krovim u'psulin. Alright? V'davka l'chatchila, avo b'di'evet kosher. It's alright, Tramo. L'chatchila, they shouldn't be krovim u'psulin, b'di'evet, it's kosher. It's a major dispute what exactly is the case that the Ramah is talking about. What is he talking about? The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, in commenting on this Ramah, writes as follows. Writes as follows. What do you mean that Dafka Lechatchila Avol B'di'eved is kosher? Says the Gra, you know what the case we're talking about? We're talking about a case, Rabbi Osai, where they separated the three from the two. Where they separated the three from the two. Not, oy vey, nimtza echad kar of apostle, but the kol edus, for who are dina dayonim, to dayonim e edus karmina, he quotes a Yerushalmi, and he quotes it in the book of Yosef, in the name of the Ritzvah that we saw last week. So what did the Ritzvah say? That's even kosher lechatchila, okay? Kosher lechatchila. And the Ramah said it's not kosher lechatchila. I repeat. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said it separate the three from the two, and the two are psulim, it's kosher lechatchila. And the Ramah disagrees. But what the whole Ramah is referring to a case where they separated the three from the two. Then the Ramah says lechatchila, it's no good. Krovim psulim, but the evidence is good. But if you didn't separate all three from the two, put all five together, forget about it. Nim tzechot karav apostle, it's totally bottled. So that's how the Gra learned pshat in the words of the Rambam. You with me so far? That's the Gra's pshat in the Rambam. Says the Beis Shmuel not that way. The Beis Shmuel quotes it in Mukhe Yosef. If you separate them, it's kosher even lechatchila. So they have a pshat in our Rambam must be where you did not separate it. He doesn't assume as the Gra did that the Rambam's arguing in Mukhe Yosef. So the Rambam is referring to a case where you did not separate the three from the two. And nonetheless, it's kosher in the Eved. How can it be kosher then? What happened to the famous rule of Nimtza Echad Korah Meposel Hakol Bottle? Hakol Bottle. Apparently he holds that even though he didn't separate them geographically, physically, one from the other, so you know in your head that there's three and there's two and they're separate and therefore you would not apply the principle of Korah Meposel. Or he holds that in a pinch, you don't apply Korah Apostle to Dayanim, which we'll get to Mr. Shem in a few minutes. And it happens a lot. I said, who needs all these cases? It's a very sad case, I guess. I don't know, a poignant case anyway. That the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa quotes here in Perek Chaf Aleph in Sivkaton Samach Zion. Are we the case? And we see this unfortunately too many times in. You know, we offer Davin to Kadosh Baruch Hu for good health, both physical health and mental health. What happened? Shut Dinas Verodim. It was a bezin shevesadim chalitza, who beneim yesh dayan echad shebaovar hayohu mesadah chalitza. He was the main rabbi in town. He was the mesadah. He was the gadol ha'ir. Nebuch, who kvar einenu shofri b'daita. Sometimes even the greatest gadolim. They get, we'll call today Alzheimer's, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And he's unfortunately not capable of serving. But you know, here he sat for 30 years, he sat them in the main chair in the middle. Ain't no royal Leos dying. Can't, he doesn't know what's going on. Elish ain't wrote some laviram in Mr. Russell. You know, don't want to hurt his feelings. Rabbi, you've seen this many times in your life. Someone who is not really capable, we don't want to hurt his feelings, so we let him sit there. So now what do you do, though? But the problem is, in the Sabbath Carver Apostle, it's called cold bottle. So he says as follows. What are you going to do? So he answered, Yechol the host of all diet. So it'll be six in total. Ela kedeli notzum idin nintza echad karv apostle. Kosalem. Sheyechavnu adayonim. The other five shtab kavona. Shedayin ze eno mitstar of adayonim echalitza. V'oz lo yazik. After my dying, Yechavon and Star, if I ain't shown, he doesn't know what's going on. This dying, he'll think he's one of the group. But as long as they have in mind that he's not one of the group, then he's not one of the group. This is we're not discussing Hilchos Karav Apostle over here. But that's what it turns out in Hilchos Karav Apostle. The Rif and others say that if I have in mind not to include him, so then he's not included. He will not passel them. But Torah didn't say Echad Mehem Karav O Apostle. Okay. Otherwise, Rav Osai, Karav Apostle would pass even though there's six. Not only within the first five, one of the first five would pass the other four. No! Even if there are five Kashura and one Apostle, would not for this explicit Kavanah, not to be mitzar of him, he passes. So writes the Miri on our daf. There are others who disagree, to be honest, to tell the truth. And they deny the fact that Karav Apostle applies to Dayanim. Only applies to Eden. The Gros said it does apply. It goes to Yerushalmi. We mentioned the Mishnah of the Malach last week. And we turn, I want to show you a Rashi, Rabosai. Turn to Rashi, Rabosai, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Please turn to Rashi, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. And you will see that Rashi says something which is on point. Rashi, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Chol Tzvah B'Shnayim, by the sixth narrow line. Ksherin, O Begimel, V'nim Tza'echad Mehem Koro, T'hoder Havel U'Shnayim, Chalitzaso P'sula. You get an impression from Rashi that you would not apply the principle of what? Nim Tza'echad Mehem Dayan Korov Apostle. The only reason why it's no good, because if you went from three down to two, so two is not enough. If you went four down to three, you got an impression from Rashi that it would be good. Take a look at the Rashash on that Rashi. The Rashash. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Rashash is printed at the bottom of the Kovetz Mefarshim. And now it's printed. Please turn. You will find it. If you have my standard edition here, all of a sudden it became standard. You'll find it on page Memches. Memches. He said like this. Well, the last three lines in the Rashash, before it says Tosus. Well, the Fizet, about the seventh line, column one of page Memches, on the bottom, Rashash. Nidchu divrei harava magia beperek tazayim milchus edus shema mishna lomelech, mem lamed mem. Lo chiyach mipirish Rashi, pedirmasa chalitza b'shnayim, shekosav, v'nimtza echad mem korof, doha dehava l'shnayim. What was his proof? The Bedayanim, lo amrina nimsa v'chulei, kulam psulim. That's what I thought. I hold like the Mishnah of Melech. Rashi went from three down to two. From four down to three would be no problem. Rashi says, no. Hincha roa degam, the Rashi of Yochanan, the Einan ele mishum edim, muchach midvarav de machshu v'nimsa. According to one opinion, they're working mishum edim. Edim, we know for a fact, there exists a concept of nimsa echad kar of apostles. So that you cannot make the yukim from the Rashi. Again, we're not up to Kuf Dalet yet, so I'm just giving you advance notice that there are those who claim that it applies, that it does not apply to the Dayanim based upon our Rashi, and others disagree, but that Shita out there does in fact exist. Exists, and it's in fact quoted, if you look at the, again, Pischei Tshuva, you have to bring a Shulchan Aruch every day, Rabbosai. See, we're not going well here. You have to have Shulchan Aruch in front of you. All right, starting tomorrow, please. Kuf Samachtes Sivkot and Gimel. We discussed before. Look at the Mishnah of Melech. He says in Perek Tazayin and Eidus Halacha. Hey, he wants to know that we say Korav Apostle by Dayanim. He quotes our Rashi. Rashi says it went down from three to two. Otherwise, it would be no problem. But then the Mukhe Yosef says no, it is a problem. It tells you to look here and there and everywhere. Okay, this is what the Pischei Tshuva says in. Kuf Samachtes Sivkoton Gimel. Okay, I'm just showing you what is quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Now we come to a very serious and thorny problem. I also have to be honest with you. Krovim is not much of a problem. Psulim, we try. Hopefully, they don't psulim. What about getting paid? May a dayan be paid for his services? What do you say? Yes or no? From pure technical, does anyone know the din over here? No. Who learns that? Anyone know Daf Yomi? Anyone Daf Yomi? Sometimes know Daf Yomi next thing. Because I know it came from Bechoros, so don't say. Bechoros, Daf Chavtes, it says that the dying accepts money, the din of Betelum. Whee! But the din is but they're not supposed to accept. Sure enough, there are more rights over here. Kuv Samachtes, Sivbeis. Yesh Omrim, the also Diga Sram Yechalitza. The note of Sram Lodon, din of Betelum. No joke. Rabosai, v'cheinir b'einai. Whoa! See what's going on? Except money, the din is bottle. But mamish bottle. This is really, really scary. Midgra masnisin b'choras chavtesam and alf. It's a mafurish mishnah. Rebbeinu shalelim, a mafurish mishnah. Now, there are those who say, who disagree. I read you the Ramah's Lashon. The Chalitis, excuse me. That's all it says over here. Now, the Ramah goes further. Certain schaik, because if no good, about the whole thing is a serious issue. Sharab notel schar harbe man achalitza. The somer atzim is that shemochelo hasana shachalitza. I'll say it a shoe. The kula gadol he beinan. The shomer nafsho yichak mizeh. Velo dami lemashe eide aget notel schar mitam shekasafti leel simen kuf lamet siv chafal. Kama rabbi mesader aget moshe kasafti leel seder aget siv dalet. Ki osen tamim enam eshayochem v'chalitza. Whoa. Here you make a baget, you can't be make a chalitza. Let's understand, what exactly is the kula baget? What is the kula baget? You have to take a look and see what the kula baget before we can judge between ourselves whether these positions, leniencies apply to chalitza or limited to get and don't apply to chalitza. So he quotes two sources. First is kuf lamid sif chafal. This is all on the Makara, so I'll say. Let me read it to you. Kuf lamed sif chaf aleph. Eidim you get should not take schar more than schar batala. And some say as follows. If they ruin the get, they'll have to pay. They can accept schar harbe. Or the Eidim cannot let them marry the grusha. So therefore, if they're losing on the deal, they're taking one of their shidduch prospects, now or future. So therefore, they're allowed to take a certain amount of schar. Nope. So therefore, you can't take an eid as a kohen, because a kohen can't marry grusha anyway. I'm getting paid because I'm losing something. I'm not getting paid to start my name. I'm losing. What am I losing? A prospective marriage partner. But you're already married. You never know. Shalom bias. It's a counselor. Whatever. So then it's all theoretical. Okay. This is the kuf lamed ramos of chafal. Now Seder again. Seder again is printed, Rabbi Osai, after Simon Kuf Nun Dalet. There it is as follows. It's again. In Seder again, Siv Dalet. Rabbi Osai says as follows. Schar? No. It's a big problem. And the Bar Tanura, Rabbi Rabbeinu Avadim, Perish Mishnah, Perish Dalet, Bechoros, Mishnah Vav. Koratagar or Abonim Misavre Get Shanotan the Osim Israel screaming and yelling because the Misavre Get and taking money more than Schabatol. Schabatol means you could use the same time to make money in your regular profession, things along those lines. For Lo Novel Klum also, Ramon is their maker. Gam Tamo Eno Klum. Why? Kihu Medame Dover Zer Lamash Omer Anotel Schaladon Dina Betalin. Ve Eno Raya. Ki Sidor Aget Eno Din. Ela limud bialmo. What does that mean? What do you mean, limud bialmo? What do the words mean? What it means is that you're not deciding a case between Reuben and Shimon. You're just teaching them what to do and how to do it right. You're only a facilitator. Says the Taz here in Seder Eget, Sitkot Bey, lo ivanti ze limud bialmo. The Maishna Mechalitza, where it says in Kuf Samachtes Beis, the Ramos says, is puzzle to Rav Tech Schar. And he says, the reasons of get do not apply to Chalitza. Eini Yodea Chiluk Beinem. The Mali Shalom and Rav Ech Yisadu a get. U Mali Shalom and Ech Yisadu a Chalitza. Togam Limon Asu Bischar. Who said so? Who said so, Rabosai? Monach Bechoris Chavtes. Minon Emili Zrashi. Minon Tzchal Horo V'talmud Torah Shilmod. Really, Matthias said, Mani Bechinam, Hafatem Bechinam. And the Hatayim they have to be a Rebbe, as I get paid to be a Rebbe, Lo Shaykh Hachavaget Lachalitza, either the babysitting services or Well, the other reasons are given, and you look up yourself, in your Adai Simon Reishman and Vav Sifen. Says the Heilige Taz, I think, by get and mechalitza, the Rav doesn't do anything. He's only a facilitator. Habal vayavim em osim. Im kein, en shayach lomar that get bot lechalitza gaho, al kolponim habal vayavim osim gidin ha-Torah. Lo amru b'gemar, el eschal adem, dina b'telim, el dahavi ki lohoyo din klal adayim b'neim. Umaisa hadayin bottle. Fine. Maisa hadayin bottle. Why? Because who atmu amakayim mitzvah? It says maisa b'schard's bottle. If he didn't do it. As opposed to get mechalitza. Catch this now. She'afim yizbatel horoas harav. Mikol mokom ha'maisa she'osa ha'bal v'ayobom. Eno bottle. Both sides, what in heaven's name is the Taz talking about? I don't understand for 1 second. True, we already pointed out that a get does not require a bezdin. Chalitza does require a bezdin. We had a whole shiur last week. At the whole bar, that has to be our P bezdin, difnei bezdin. Bezdin is critical when it comes to chalitza. It's completely different than get. If you ask me, that's exactly what the Rama means. When Ramah says the heterim and he had by get, don't apply to chalitza, because get can be good without a bezin, the chalitza cannot. What in the world is the Taz talking about? The Taz seems to be saying that you don't need a bezin to make the chalitza kosher. It's against the Mishnah, against the Gemara, against the Psukim. You need a bezin. What's the Taz saying? This bothered me terribly. I couldn't say what in the world the Taz is talking about. What does he mean? Of course you need a bezin. What's he saying? Appella. I found the answer. The answer is found in Bosai. This is the best I can do for this Taz. Look at the Taz Appella. Kiryat Sefer. That's famous. It's a town in Eretz Yisrael, which is it's more of a rabbonim than most countries in Europe. But anyway, everyone's learning the curl in Kiryat Sefer, but it's also the Mabit. Mabit wrote a Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam. It's an aggregate much shorter than the Kesef Mishnah. It was a contemporary of the Kesef Mishnah, but he wrote his own Sefer. And Kiryat Sefer's Perek Dalid, who called Sif Tezayin, he writes as follows, amazingly. Listen carefully. Kholza afilu beinolu beino. Chalitzasuk Sheir Menatorah. What? Hear what's going on in the Kiryat Sefer? With the Raisa, you can do a chalitza, no one's looking, it's kosher. Pilei ploim. The Maisa HaChalitza Hu Shemoa. You don't need a bezin. See, calls on the bottom, footnote 339. What? What are you talking about? It's certainly possible Menatorah. It's certainly possible in the Torah. It's a pella. He quotes the Stechem and also has the Kash against Yeshua's Yaakov, who says it's possible under the Rabbanu. It's a pella. Okay, it's a pella, but apparently there are those who hold this pella. If you look on my desk downstairs, I have a Yeshua's Yaakov. Take a look at Kuf Samachtem, Tess of Kot and Gimel, which is exactly the same thing. It's Taka, pella, and the Stechem thinks it can't be. And the Stechem think it's completely incorrect. I'll read it to you. Stei Chemed is over here in Ilchus, again, Al Chalitza. Simen Gimel, Os Aleph. Before I read you from Os Yud Aleph. I'm reading from Os Aleph. You need a Chalitza. You need Bezdin. Of course. And Yeshua's Yaakov suggests. You remember that? He said because of the ksuba. Remember that? We had that? The ksuba. Ksuba is the rabbanon. You need to see the imamanis. What? The dindaraisa. But the Taz presumably holds only the dindarabbanon. But the raisa is not. And even the rabbanon is not ma'akim, apparently. That's what the only way I can find to somehow defend the shita of the of the Taz. Otherwise, I remember should not know what he's talking about. Adkan, Rabbi said this the clue. Okay, let's put this aside. Fine. Let us now go a little bit further. There are those who are lenient with respect to taking some money. Pisrei Tshuva of Cotton Hay quotes. Some rabbi asked Nodav Yehuda, do you, Rabbi Cheskel Lana, take a schar for chalitza? Chas for chalila. Someone accused him. Hoy alo niyosa. Afilu ashnayim sham itstar for me. Eini nosen lehem rishos dikach afilu pruta. I don't give them permission to take even one penny. Avol ashnayim on the sofim in any mocha. Oh, here's the truth starts to come out. In Prague, the two nosafim on their own, without the Nodav Yehuda's blessing, took a pruta, and he didn't stop them, didn't protest. The Iro lefamim, catch this now, she'elo anosafim mevatrim achakach eiz adov l'shnayim arishonim animalim ayin mehem. Oh, what's going on over here? Arba meos shekel kesef over lasocher. They take 400. Each nosa takes 200 and splits it with the other two. Then we got 100 shkolim. But Cheskelada wouldn't take a fruit. So the guy accused her of his Cheskelada. Your bezin takes 400 bucks for a chalitza. I never took a penny. But the other guys took 200 apiece. Then they split it with the other guys. They took 100 apiece. This is apparently happened in Prague. And Yeshua's Yaakov is upset about this. That the minig was, they used to do this shtick. What do they do? It's a chashash pitul chalitza mikol mikol. Royal league don't get them a dover. And there's something they'll soften take. Then they, under the table, they give to the original three. Ah, lo yitochein. But then we should say, mutav shu shogin. What? Mutav shu shogin by the halakha dayanim? Rebbeinu shel olam. We spent time with the Shushog. It's on the Bechina. Oop. I really took it. But Dayanim in these towns in Europe, with the Shushogin? Oh my goodness. Ava Shikabla by Dayanim Biatzman Aschar. Not the two, the three. Chalila Lahakim. Even with the two taken, they give it under the table to the three. With the Shushogin. I don't say you do that either. But okay. I'm reading to the Pesach Tshuva, Kuf Samach Tes, Sif, Katan, Hey. This is a very serious matter. What will happen if you don't charge and they give on their own? No. What's the fee? No fee. Oh yeah. What do you say then? That's a machlekes, Rav Osi. With this, Rav Osi, we complete the first part of today's shir. About the Dayanim. We now go to part two, which is about Kviyas Mokom. Was it tomorrow? We start doing my Makompis. I hope that everyone's finished by now. Hold the next sugi, we have to start tomorrow. Kviyas Mokom. So in this Sefer, there's a whole parak on Kviyas Mokom that's called Parak Chav Gimel. And he quotes the Taz, Rabosai. Kviyas Mokom. What kind of level then is Kviyas Mokom? Is it in Daraisa? Is it in Darabona? He quotes the Taz. In Simon Kuf Samach Tes. Who says, it's a din daraisa. Can you imagine that? A real, honest to goodness din daraisa. We'll see, so where does it come from? A basis for it. Trying to find here. Oh, Taz. Is this false? What do you say that? What will happen if they made a kavius to do it either Monday or Tuesday? Law of a kavius. The Talib didn't brera. You know what brera means? Kaimalon ain't brera, says the Taz. Who knows the psak by brera? Who knows the psak? For Shigamar. Yeah? Correct. But the Raisa ain't Brera. But the Rabbanan Yesh Brera. The Taz says the Kamlan ain't Brera. This indicates and he holds that kviyas makom is a din d'oraisa. That's what he says, the Taz. On the other hand, Avraham ben Nahor, the Dolei Rishonim, here on Afkuf Aleph Mit Beis, says nothing doing. Come on, who ever heard of kviyas makom, some kind of a din d'oraisa? How can it be? I'll read it to you. Umidirabanan, who cross machta. Thought that mikvah duchta is a pesuma milsa. Umidirabanan, who cross machta. Cross machta, finished. Why? Why did Rabbanan make up such a din out of the clear blue sky? I assume it's a din Rabbanan. So the Beis Shmuel writes, Ukvias makom haidemishim pirsum, lechein tsarach lios begova shebi'ir. To the highest place in the city, which is also Mishum Pirsum. Vim Yesh Pirsum below Zeh, Ein Tzarech. What does that mean? So, the question is, what do you need? So the simple read of the Beis Shmuel is that there are two dinim of pirsum, right? What are the dinim of pirsum? Gova ha'ir, kviyas makom. You need five, there are three dinim of pirsum. Gova ha'ir, kviyas makom, and two extra dayanim. All these dinim are because of pirsum. Right? All the dinim are because of pirsum. So, you get an impression that the things coexist. So what does it mean, ain't sarach? Again, they're different to yourselves. So ain't sarach, on the side it says, you don't need gova shalir, but kviyas smakam you do need. So you need kviyas smakam as well as five people. Does it say that Evan Pino says, called the Beis Shmuel, no? You don't even need kviyas makom. Others say, no, you need kviyas makom, you just don't need gova shalir. That's the shaila on both sides. You need, how many things you need? Lefi Beis Shmuel, Simen Kuf Samachtes, Sivkot and Hen. On a simple level, halacha lemaisa, we require five, and we also require kviyas makom. What about gova shalir? So we'll see momentarily. Now, the Vilna Gaon is as follows. The Vilna Gaon, Rabosai, in Seder Chalitza, Sivkot and Tezvav. Again, the Seder Chalitza is after Kuf Samach Tes. Moment, please. Oh, Seder Chalitza. Says the Gra. The Gra is commenting on the Pirush Seder Chalitza, written all the way by Yosef, who says from Rashi, Rabosai, who quotes from Rashi, what's the reason for the extra two Dayonin? Famous Rashi. To teach you that she may marry anyone she wants, and she may not marry a Kohen. Frank de Groh, but Sarachir, it can't beget Nami. Again, also, the same two reasons apply. We spoke about this last week already. Yosef Nira Kamosha Kosov the Kaman Besif Yud Zayin. What do you mean the Kaman Sif Yud Zayin? He means Pirush Seder Chalitza Sif Yud Zayin. Written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, Sif Yud Zayin. What does it say there? Hamokom Shiyikvu Lachlot Sham Tzarach Shia Begova Shalir. That's quoted in Seder Chalitza Sif Tes and Pirush Seder Chalitza Yud Zayin. Ken Kosov Sefer Atruma Uvagos Mordechai. We showed it to you once before. Sof Simakuf Yud Tes B'Shem Sifri and Devarim. V'Yolaf Nechsiva also. And the Kagos Mordechai says Begova Shalir. Hamokom Afurusim. It's been a famous place. Okay, are we with me? What it says in the Gra commenting on that. Oh, So that's the Gemara over here in Sifkan Tezvav. Sarabacham of Pearson. The Eilonu Achshav. Know what that means? We don't. I don't know what it means. We don't have a Mokham of Pearson. Go Bush. Why not? Why not? Well, what does that mean? You don't have. I don't know what it means. The Osin Kedei Lefarsay. So we add two Dayanim in order to be Mefarsay. Dafka by Chalitza, if also not by Get. Get an impression from the Gra, Rabbi Osai, that either or. Either Rabbi Osai, you have the Gova Shalir, or you have the. Let's be very careful how we say it. What does it say over here? You need five people. You need five people or Gova Shalir. So it could be, we don't have Gova Shalir, we have to have five people. But the Kviyas Makam, which you also thought because it comes because of Pirsum, apparently we have to have that no matter what, because we have both. We have Pirsum of five people, plus we have the idea of a Kviyas Makam the day before. So that's what it seems to be. I'm just letting you know. What if there's no Kviyas Makam? No, they did not do a Kviyas Makam. They didn't do it. Right there, Amor. Kuf Samach Tesef Dalid. Yim Cholza below Kviyas Makam Kosher. Tur B'Shem Rambam Perek Dal Nachos Limim Chalitza Halacha Beis. Nami Akev. So the Lecha Mishnah says, because even if Kviyas Makam is Daraisa, Nami Akev. You pass in the Kriyas HaParashas Nami Akev, the Rekikas Nami Akev, or the Chalitza proper is Miyakev. So the Kviyas Makam is also not Miyakev. What do you do if somebody can't wait around long enough to do a Kviyas Makam? We shall see soon. We do a Kviyas Makam on Monday for Tuesday. Rabbi Yisai, I'm catching a plane tonight at 10 o'clock to Yisrael, and I'm not coming back. You want the Chalitza today or not at all? It can easily happen. So some posts will say, we'll do it. Except before the chalitza is done on Monday, the same day, we say the dayanim say, we are hereby koveya, this makam is a makam chalitza. Even though you may say it's too little, too late. No, in a pinch we rely upon that. Yes, sir.
What if we were koveya the makam and then we didn't, like we were koveya like that we should do it on Tuesday and we didn't do it on Tuesday?
Oh, very good. Very good question. We're coming to that. Now, there is something which we spoke about last week, and I want to tell you it's a matter of dispute. The Pirush Seder Chalitza, again, written by Rav Yosef Karo himself, in Sifkot and Yud Beis, has the following Chiddush. I'm sorry you don't have it. You should really get it. I repeat, you have to have a Shulchan Aruch. This Yud Beis is quite long. So he quotes what they call the Kuntrasin. The Kuntrasin says as follows. I'm not sure who Kuntrasin is, frankly. I'm not sure what it is, really. V'yomru zelazeh nelech l'makom ploni v'nikbar makom k'chalitza shaplonis. V'yelchu v'yesh v'sham l'shem chalitza. Sh'nema v'olsim t'ashara. V'yakar m'mkomo marishon. V'yelchu l'makom ha'shem yilach lot sham. That's a verbatim quotation of what they call Kuntrasin. What does that mean? It says of Yosef Karo, what it means is, Shekishekov im Biyom Shecholz in Mayr. Let's say today's Sunday. You come on Sunday for Sunday. That's what it means. Biyakub im Koma Marishon. Biyakub im Koma Shayna Lachol Sham. Sunday for Sunday. And therefore, Ein Lilo bin Varov. Shetzvichim lekvoa mokom sheyelchu leishabo. Kedei shemisham yikvu mokom sheyechalzubo. From here, I'm in place A. I have to go to place B, sit down at place B, and from place B, go to place C, where the chalitza will take place. It's not true, says the Beis Yosef. Shemayukov and Makom Lachalitza Vodem Omdim Ubo Bayom Yelchu V'Yesh V'Sham Lo Minkir Milsa. So if on Sunday the three judges are assembled and we're going to go there and do chalitza, he's going to sit down. The guy goes to the cafeteria, takes his pizza, and he sits down. That's no kvitz. No kvitz. Avlein achinami. Shem hoyo yoshim kvar on Sunday. Shem b'mkomam yikvu u'mokom ploni lakot v'yakim b'mkomam v'yelchol l'mokom shahu to yikakeya. So even on Sunday for Sunday, if I'm sitting and I go to another place, it's a heker. Miyuk shakovim b'yom shalifnei achalitza. Ef shashafilim heim omdim. Yechol nekva, the shaper minkur mils, the kiyusa kevin shakava for the next day. Three judges are standing up on Sunday, right now, and then they go, okay, let's be kovea for Monday, and they sit down. The fact that they did it the day before makes it stronger. So writes the Beis Yosef. So writes the Beis Yosef. The Taz is not necessarily happy with Rav Yosef Kara's interpretation of the kuntrasin. The Taz can be found over here in Siman Kuf Samach Tes Sivkot and Dalet. More than a full column of the print and Taz, top to top for, more than a column is the Taz commenting, on this. He says, Vaday Pirish Beis Yosef Tamua, the Matzorach Le'elu Shnei Amakomos. What's going on? Quotes his Bach. His father-in-law says he's also Shver. The Nira, that Bram Kipshutan says the Taz. The Marabi Yoshin be Bezdin al Makoma Amiyuchalem Tadir. They're sitting in their regular places in the Bezdin room. The Lodai be Omer Nachshav al Makoma Makom Kan al Makolachlos. No. You have to go to another place to make a heker. And the next day, you have to, in fact, pick yourself up from your regular place to the place where you were koveya. For lo tema v'keva shemu ha'smol ne'elach l'makom ploni v'zen esparsim minyan ha'chalitza v'chiyas ha'chalitza b'makom ha'rishin saga b'ka kema shesh for a person. It's all a bluff just to make publicity. No. Kamash v'lon k'asher omru esmol kein yasu u'lamacha yokumu m'mkoma ma'miyuchad lehem tomir v'yelchu l'makom sheni d'ahen ha'zmach sh'yichlu esmol. Shem Yasu Achalitza. Well, if he's there, says the Taz, and he ain't of Yoshin b'mkom ha'miyuchalahem, b'shar shirotzim l'kvar b'mkom elahem b'chutz k'derach shanach to'omnim b'beis ha'knesses, staying up in shul, dai b'kach sh'yomru ne'elach l'mokom ploni afilu u'mokom ha'miyuchalahem tori dai b'kach. You know, it's a regular spot, if they're going from somewhere else to that particular place, it would suffice. So the Taz is arguing on the Beis Yosef's chat in the quote-unquote kuntres. Fine. Rabosai, what does it mean? What are you supposed to say? So here I have a Seder Chalitza of the Maharam. I told you already this last week. In my Maharam Rab Yosefish. It means his name is Rab Michal Rab Yosefish, Mikudiko Kraka. It means Michal Ben Yosef. Yosef means Yosef. It's a diminutive. So this going, his name is Michal, and his father's name was Yosefish, and it says Seder Chalitza the Maram Rabbi Yosefish. That's how they called it for short. So he had his own Seder Chalitza. It talks about these things. I'm going to show it to you. Sif Tezayin. I'll read it to his Lashon. Look what I said. V'yom u'ashlosh shel shnayim nelech l'makom ploni v'nit l'makom lachot samachor. In Yirtzah Hashem. Oh, look at this, from. In Yirtzah Hashem. It's called that. Hashem, hey, Shinem. In Yirtzah Hashem. Wow. They are from. I thought they are just strict jurists. They don't throw in bits of Shems into their. Have you like Suba? Have you like Suba? Want to tell you that story? No one ever heard that story from me? Nobody? Yeah. You heard it. I told you once. The Rav didn't want to use my Suba because the RCA Suba, he was the RCA. Said, Besiyat of the Shmaya on top. What is this? a letter. It's a shtar. I remember like yesterday. And he wouldn't use it. So he passed two other ksubas he was stuck with using that one anyway. My ksuba does have shtar shemayim top. Baruch Hashem, I'm married to shtar shemayim. But what's the yirtz Hashem? I don't think we say yirtz Hashem in our bezin. I don't remember saying yirtz Hashem. Not that we're not from. The yirtz Hashem is from a raid. We're talking about his judges here. Okay, I know. Liplonis fas ploni. Miyavama ploni ben ploni. According to the Meram of Yosef, you have to say the names of the woman and of her brother-in-law. That's what he says. That's what it says. It's quoted over here. Say the chalitza of the Meram Yosef. That's what it says. Now, however, we say, I believe, even more than that. We say Eishes ploni ben ploni. In other words, Plonis fas ploni, Eishes ploni ben ploni, Miyavama ploni ben, well, the same ploni, they're brothers from the father. So there are many names for it, but one of them is going to be the same. The father of the husband and the father of the other are the same ploni. But there could be other, there are four other different names. Her name, her father's name, and his name, and then the late brother's name. The father's name repeats. Okay, the total of five instead of six. But that line is not found in the Meram Yosef as we have it over here. But that's what I think we do. And we say Lamachar because it's in Seder Chalitza, the regular Seder Chalitza, you have the Merams. In Sivav, it says you always do the Kavir Smakom the day before. V'yikvu Makom the Chalitza, Nelech Lamachar, V'nesh Lamachom Ploni, Nelech Lacham. Doesn't say in the regular Seder Chalitza that you have to put the names in, but it does say it has to be Le Mocha. That's what it says. Interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch proper, Sinukuf Samach Tesefei, Yesh Kov Mocha Bo Biyom, V'yesh Omrim, L'kvoa Biyom Shulafonim. We always do it the day before, but there is an opinion which states to do it Bo Biyom. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? There are those who claim that according to the first opinion, Bo Bayom, it's better to do it Bo Bayom. Why is it better to do it Bo Bayom? It's closer to the Chalitza proper. It's more Muchach than you're being Koveh Lamakom for that purpose. That's what the Samu claim. Now, you look in the Rambam. Dake Moshe, I'm sorry. Dake Moshe over here, it's in Kuf Samach Tes, Siv Katan Hay. Dake Moshe writes as follows. Word. Hay is all about the Schar. One second. Please. Dalet, off by one, I'm sorry. Dalet. Ein amine kidvarov. What did Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef says, V'yisil ha-mamari shlo hikbid b'kach v'kov ha-mokom me'erev yom shol lefon. He wasn't makbid b'kach. The Rav Yo says, Bahu yom ha-kolom, davka bahu yom ha-demuchak tvei. The Rav Yor writes that you should do a dafka on that day. My father, Rav Yor Levi, wasn't makbid. If he wanted, he would do it earlier. Get an impression from Rav Yor, what's better on both sides? Better on that day. You can be making and do it the day before. Be making and do it the day before. Okay? This is what he's quoting from the Rav Yor. Okay? Says the Dake Moshe Fakert in a minute Kedvarov. Elakov and Mokom Miyom Shalafanov. Vach Yadav Tvei. The Yosem Mikri Kvirs Mokom Miyom Machavero. Miba also Yom Atzmo. On the bottom he says in the Chumas Adeshen, based on Sanhedrin of Zion. Ema Arben es Hashalal Mizumonim Lo. Rashi explains, the Mizumonim Shezimna Manasi Lekach Miba Erech. What a beautiful day to talk about it. Today's Beis Nisan. Right? I know it's maybe it's other Shani. You have to have a Bezin to be Koveya when it's a Shalom Uberes or not. Below Pirish Shezimna Stamanasi Lekach. Mashma. The Cholmidi the boy has mother of Achana, Bechagavna, the Midi the boy Bezdin, Bimi Be'erev, Lobos Ayom, Chumos Adeshen. Exact opposite of the Rav Yom. Exactly the Mamish, the opposite. Okay, that's Aminig, we follow the Dark Emotion. Shas Atchak Abosai will be Kovei Abo Bayom. Shas Atchak Godel. Can you be Kovei beyond Mochar? That's very too far removed. Too far removed. More than tomorrow. Who knows? We can come after next year. But it's too far removed. What do you say about that? So the Taz talks about that. The Taz over here in Sifkot and Hay. The Taz Sifkot and Hay talked about this question. Second. Taz Sifkot and Hay writes as follows. Im Ira Ikuv. Shloyachu lachot zvosu yom, bottle lakfirs. Bottle. You asked about time or place. What do you ask about?
That's about time.
Time. Mamish your case. He quotes Pesach the Chalitza. He said today Sunday. We'll do the Chalitza tomorrow Monday in this place. Monday the guy doesn't show up. The kfirs is bottle. We got a new kfirs from scratch. Wait a second. Frek the Taz. It says in Seder Chalitza Sifches. Ima Chalitza biyom rishon. Kovim Mokom Be'erev Shabbos. Below Batel HaKfiras B'Shabbos. So you can go from Friday to Sunday. Chakorach Lomar, Kan Shebishas HaKfiras Omer Beferish, Sheyeh Al Yom Rishon Dai Bekach. In Kenu Adin B'Shar Yomim, Kovu Lachot Acha Shnei Yomim, Mofi Liyom Yoser, Dai Bekach, Demai Shnah. Only that's no good, it's Breira. Tomorrow or Tuesday, ain't brave. You say, in 2 days from now, it has to be good, because Friday to Sunday. Others say, excuse me, Taz, Friday to Sunday is impossible. Otherwise, you can't do a kfiras on Shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos. You have no choice but to do it Friday to Sunday. But from Sunday to Tuesday, no way. No way. The question, of course, becomes, why can't you do it on Shabbos? Why not? Why can't you do it on Shabbos? What's the big deal? Do it on Shabbos. Says the Seder Chalitza. One minute, please. Looking for Shabbos. Hold on. Oh, Yud Ches. You can walk by one. Yud Ches, Rebosai. He says as follows. Ik shechalit of your vision, kov im makom b'yerev Shabbos. But you can't, it's impossible otherwise, because you don't do it on Shabbos. Why don't you do it on Shabbos? Why can't you do it on Shabbos? What's the big deal? Why can't we do it on Shabbos? Who can give a reason? Can you give any decent reason why you can't? Yes?
You don't do a mishpah.
Oh, psh. What do you say? Hachana. Psh. Two gedolim we have on our shir. Two, not one. Two. The mechavet, the two reasons, potential reasons, why you can't do the kfir smokum on Shabbos. Take a look inside. Rabosa, take a look inside. The Beis Yosef quotes a Trumas Hadeshim. He's one of the main people there, the Trumas Hadeshim. There's all the important things. Let's take a look and see. Find the space yes. Erev Yom Shalafanim, as we mentioned before, against the Rav Yom. Please. Oh. It says in the Mishnah, En Cholzin B'Shabosos. Okay. Now we know. We're not discussing Chalitza proper. We're discussing simply what? Simply establishing the place for the next day. Why can't you do on Shabbos for Sunday? Says the Beis Yosef as follows. The Chumash Hadeshin says, Chalitza is on Sunday and Kovim Mokom B'Shabbos. You know why? Shem demirzi kibone umetake. What? No one in Ashkia gets that one. Bone and metake? You kovei amokom. We're establishing a place, we're building something. What is this? It's someone's imagination. That's what he says. Says the Beis Yosef, ain't lo tam. That's ridiculous. Bone and metake? You don't have bone and metake. What are you talking about? I don't understand it at all. What kind of bone and metake? Says the Tosfos Yontif, Mi de have shein metzien mitus lo vechinim shum davar mishabas lechol. The mechavet of the Tosfos Yontif, no less. Hachon, mishabas lechol. Mamash mechavet from the Gedor Lamash. What does the Rambam say? Same thing. Also the mishabas shein chol to the mishabas, you can have a kemech in mishabas lechol. So mechavet of the Rambam and the Tosfos Yontif. Both say exactly the same thing. What about the other idea that was mentioned before? That comes from the Mogen Avraham. In Simon Shin Lamites, like Donim B'Shabbos. Donim B'Shabbos. B'mchila, all these three svaris are not gevaldik. Okay. Says the Bach, I came to Krakow. I came to Krakow. So there they had the Beis Yosef said it's no tap. I, the Bach, think they had a tap. Why? Based on Shabbos mem beis amid beis. A nostin kli tachas aner. Mevatel kli mehechono. Rashi says it's kekovea lo moko umechabro betit for domi memelocha. Amad the kovea mokol the dover havalei kila osa malachas binyan. There in Rashi and Shabbos, I'm taking a physical object and making it, rendering it immobile. So you can argue it's rendering it immobile, it's becoming part of the ground, so it's like bonah. But that's something else. He took the word kriyas mokol the zera shava. I mean, two different things completely. Here means you're rendering something immobile, Shabbos have membeis, and over here just means you're establishing a place for tomorrow to do the chalitza. There's no object that you're putting there. Pure late blowing. V'hochi naktina den kovim mokom b'Shabbos. V'yesh v'komo shekovim mokom kodan tfilas mincha b'chol ben b'Shabbos. V'chein noagim b'Krakow. So in Krakow they didn't go for all this business, they actually did it on Shabbos. In many places, we try to avoid doing a chalitza on Sunday to get out of the problem of wanting to do a kriyas mokom. We had a recent case, we almost did it on Sunday, we're going to be kovei mokom on Friday, but at the end of the day, the date changed, it ended up not being done for some reason. What happens, Rabbi Osai, in the following case? You are kovei mokom for a certain place, and you do the chalitza in another place, a different place. Not a different time, a different place. What would you say? Yes?
Question.
Sure.
Why do they end up allowing on Shabbos in Krakow?
They hold all these three reasons on bunk. Oh. Come on, these three reasons, none of them is so compelling. Yeah.
When someone's going to that place, how specific does he have to be with the place?
Okay.
If you're in America, then...
No. Because we go to the place. We sit down at the place. So this place, we sit, I mean, they even set up the tables and chairs. There's Bezin, Rabbi Osai. We have a Bezin group. That's right down the Well, my office is right there, next 2 rooms down. We cover the makom, we lock the door, and put a thing. We put up a sign on the outside. It's gonna be a chalitzia tomorrow with the names of the ploni and ploni, and no one's let in. If someone walks in, they can start playing around the tables and shit. We leave it the same place. Mamash. I told you about a chalitza we had here on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the day before, we went to the place, put the tables and chairs where we wanted them, locked the door, and took away the key, and no one was allowed to go in. So much so, there was I think we had a chabura that day. I think Rosh Hashanah was here, was a Thursday. Chalitza was on Wednesday. Tuesday, our call is chaburas. Sorry, can't go in. Limit. Because they can move around the chairs and then we want to add to that and turn yourself precise. Sure. Now, again, what happens if they kovei makom in one place, the chalitza in another place? So the pitzchei tshuva over here in Simon Kuf Samach Tes. Siv Koton. Say the chalitza, maybe say the chalitza. Yeah. So the pirush of the chalitza suggests that mutu lekvah mokam belayla and kamashim tchila as din. The question about din, it's not really considered to be tchila as din because you're kovei mokam erev Shabbos. Even though it's further away, you don't want to do it on the Motzi Shabbos, etc., etc. A whole discussion. But what will happen again if they say they do it in one place, they do it in another place? So those who say are both sides, puzzle. It's puzzle. Others say it's kosher. There was a person. How can it be no good, Rabbi Osai, if the Ramor writes in Siv Dalid, there's absolutely no kviyas mokum whatsoever? It's good for the Evan. How can it be that if I say I'm going to do it in one place and do it in another place, how can it be nobody even for the Evan? This is the Pitzchei Tshuva again, Sivkot and Zayin. What's the Marashal? Simon Beis, Yamshon Shlomo. Im Kovu Mokom Be'ez HaChalitza Olchol Mokom Acher, Gora. And maybe you actually require a Chalitza Acheris. How can that be? That's what the Pitzchei Tshuva Sivkot and Zayin quotes from the Marashal. I don't know. It's hard to make it worse than nothing. It's hard. What'll happen if they make a kavir smokum for the three dayanim? At the end of the day, one of the three dayanim can't make it. Get sick. It can happen. Everyone gets sick. Can't come. So the next day, everybody comes. He calls them sick. And they want to do the chalitza now based on the kavir of yesterday. So the poskim say, no good. Had to be kovei all over again. And according to Aminig, had to postpone yet another day. Again, Malka Maguna is a different story. But Pashup Shas we have to do. Can you imagine that? We have to make sure to show up the next day. Have to come. This is the halacha of Kviyus Mokum. I think that this clock is a little slow. So I think, is it 1 o'clock yet? I'm not sure. I don't like to go late.
59.
Huh?
59.
Okay. Rabosa, we'll stop here. Listen, tomorrow I'll give you my new in case I come late tomorrow. I hope not to come late, but in case I do come late, please pick up from where we left off, Kuvbezim and Aleph, Omar Rabbah, on the 6th or 7th line, in Yovel Liyahu, and we're going to see all the Gemara, to go all the way until Kuv Gimel, Omar Aleph, Kikara Dami, which is about 12 lines up, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. So that Maramokum, if you have nothing else, I'll keep you busy. Okay, the next Sugya Besiyata Mishmaya. But also, I look up my calendar. The last day of Shia is next Wednesday on the calendar. However, next Wednesday we'll give a Shia on the Haggadah, in case some guys have to, for some reason, not be here because it's too close to the answer. Next Tuesday, I'm saying, and maybe Wednesday, I'll show you earlier.